请弟兄姊妹们翻到圣经俄巴底亚书旧约。
With brothers and sisters, turn to the Old Testament, the book of Obadiah.
This is 小见先知书里头的。
This is one of the minor prophets.
也是我们最近一直来读小先知书最末后的一本。
And this is, will be the last one of the series of minor prophets that we've been reading.
也可以说是先知书里头最短的一卷圣经。
We could also say this is, the shortest book among the minor prophets.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
在这么短的一张圣经的里边，却是讲了一件非常严肃的事情。
In such a short chapter of a book that God is, speaking to us of something very serious.
啊，我们盼望主给我们一点时间，从这卷书里头去领会主说话的目的。
We hope that God will allow us to see in this short book that, the purpose of what God wants to speak to us.
我们先来把它一点点的经文念一下。
Let's read a little of the scripture.
从它只有一章，所以只有在第一章里头先念第一节到第九节。
There's only one chapter. We'll start reading from verse 1 through verse 9.
俄巴底亚得了耶和华的默示，论以东说，我从耶和华那里听见信息，并有使者被差往列国去，说起来吧，一同起来进行与以东征战，我使你以东在列国中为最小的，被人大大藐视，住在山穴中的，居所在高处的，你因狂傲自欺，心里说，谁能将我拿撒地去呢？你虽如大鹰高飞，在星宿之间打窝，我必从那里拉撒你来。这是耶和华说的。
Obadiah, verse 1, the vision of Obadiah. Thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen. Thou art greatly despised. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee. Thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord.
盗贼若来在你那里，或常到夜间而来，你何竟被剪除，岂不偷窃直到够了呢？摘葡萄的若来到你那里，岂不剩下些葡萄呢？以扫的隐秘处何竟被搜寻，他隐藏的宝物何竟被查出，与你结盟的都送你上路，直到交界，与你和好的欺骗你且胜过你，与你一同吃饭的设下网罗陷害你，在你心里毫无聪明。耶和华说，到那日，我岂不从以东除灭智慧人，从以扫山除灭聪明人，提曼呢，你的勇士比金黄，甚至以扫山的人都被杀戮剪除。
Verse 5, if thieves came to thee, if robbers by night, how art thou cut off? would they not have stolen till they have enough? If the grape gatherers came to thee, would they not leave some grapes? How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All the men of thy confederacies have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding in him. Shall I not in that day, saith the Lord, even destroy the wise men out of Edom, and understanding out of the mount of Esau? And thy mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed, to the end that every one of the mount of Esau might be cut off by slaughter.
然后请看十五节到十六节。
And then we'll go on to verse 15 and 16.
耶和华杖罚的日子临近万国，你怎样行？他也必照样向你行，你的报应必归到你头上。你们犹大人在我圣山上怎样喝了苦杯，万国也必照样常常的喝，且喝且烟，他们就归于
Verse 15, For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thine own head. For as ye have drunk upon my holy mountain, so shall all the heathen drink continually. Yea, they shall drink, and they shall swallow down, and they shall be as though they had not been.
然后我们把最末了的一节也看完。
Then let's read the very last verse.
必有拯救者上到锡安山审判以扫山，国度就归耶和华了。
Verse 21, And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然我们并没有把全章的俄巴底亚书念完。
Even though we did not finish reading the whole chapter of Obadiah,
但是我们已经把他那个很中心的那一个点抓住了。
But we have already grabbed onto the central theme of the book.
我们读俄巴底亚书很容易就能发觉它有一个主题。
When we read the book of Obadiah, very easily we would discover it has a theme.
就是从文字上面来说，它有一个主题。
Just from reading between the lines, the letters that you see there's a theme.
这个主题就是神对以东发出一个非常严厉的警告。
This theme is God is issuing very strict and severe warning towards Edom.
那为什么神向以东发出这一个警告呢？
Why did God issue this warning for Edom?
这是俄巴底亚书给我们交通出来的一个很严肃的问题。
This is a very solemn issue that this book Obadiah is fellowship communicating to us.
从字面上来看，好像就没有什么特别不得了的事。
From the just reading the words and the letters, it doesn't seem very serious.
但是我们读到里边去的时候，我们发觉神在他所说的话语的里头说出了一个非常严肃的问题。
But as we read within, we see that God would speak some very serious matters in this message.
不然一面给我们看到神是用着审判来结束这一个时代。
So we see that God is going to use judgment to end this generation.
但是问题的中心点不在这一点。
But that is not the focus.
问题那个中心点在哪里呢？
So where is the focus?
就是当神要来接收这一个众审判来接收这个时代的时候，
That is when God is going to end this generation with a judgment or punishment.
他的子民会在一个什么光景里头给神建造起来？
In what kind of condition that God's people will be built up?
一个最叫我们不太容易领会的事情是在这里。
There's something that's hard for us to understand here.
如果按照外面的光景来看，
According to the external evidence,
神的百姓，那特别是指着以色列， 那是承受神那个国度的应许的这一个民族。
God's people, referring to the Israelites, that is the race that is going to inherit the kingdom of God.
他们本身的那一个经历呢，是落在一个非常没有看见前途的光景里。
Their experience tells them they have no future.
在人看来，这个以色列，或者说犹大也好，他们看不到前途。
In man's point of view, whether it's Israel or Judah, they seem to have no future.
那么神拣选他们，又给他们有关乎神那永远的心意的应许，还能成就吗？
God has chosen them, but God's eternal purpose regarding them, is it still able to be accomplished?
神还继续在他的百姓的身上要做成他所宣告的那一个安排吗？
Is God going to continue accomplishing what he's set his mind to do upon his chosen people?
如果从外面的好环境来看，
From the external environment,
从人的感觉上面去感觉，
Or your feeling, your gut feeling as man,
以色列是没有前途的。
There is no future for Israel.
不要说以色列，连犹大也没有前途了。
And let's not talk about Israel. Even for Judah, there's no future.
那神在人中间的工作还要不要继续的往前？
So God's work among men, is it still going to continue?
如果神的工作不能往前，
If God's work cannot continue forward,
那这一位神算是什么样的神？
So what kind of God is he?
如果神的工作要继续往前，
If God's work is going forward,
在这种环境的底下，怎么有条件可以往前？
Under such circumstances, is there any condition for it to go forward?
那这就是大体上来说，说到俄巴底亚先知说话的时候的那一个背景。
This is a general background to the condition that Obadiah was speaking against.
但是我们感谢神。
But let's thank God.
在这个人看为非常暗淡的时刻里。
In this dark moment, in man's point of view,
神对俄巴底亚说了一些话。
God has spoken some words to Obadiah.
话虽然不是顶多，
even though there weren't a lot of words,
但是都是射中了目的的。
But they were right on target.
首先一件事情我们要注意到的。
Firstly, we need to take note.
神好像，那如果我们读俄巴底亚书，我们心思里头不太容易掌握到神说话的目的。
If we read the book of Obadiah, it seems to be hard for us to understand God's real meaning behind it.
因为整个俄巴底亚书从开头一直到除了末了的那一句。
Because from the beginning to the end, except for the very end, last sentence,
都是神在那里说到另外的一个事实。
It's all talking about something else.
好像就是说到神现在要对付以东，那神为什么对付以东呢？神就在那里说了。
And it seems that God is going to deal with Edom. And why is God going to deal with Edom? So God spoke.
说来说去都不是神要说的目的。
And God has spoken a lot of words, but it seems he is not touching upon his purpose.
俄巴底亚书叫我们感觉读的时候有困惑的，就是困惑在这个问题上。
So what puzzles us as we read this book is this, exactly this. What is God's purpose?
首先叫我们觉得就是神为什么对着以东说话。
So first question we may have is why is God speaking to Edom?
然后就是说对以东说话完了以后怎么下那个结局。跟以东没有什么关系。
And then after he spoke to Edom, and what kind of ending it is, it doesn't seem to have a lot to do with Edom.
感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
那因为这样的一个事实。
Because of these facts.
我们读俄巴底亚的时候，有很多历史上面的事情，我们要先去要掌握。
So as we read this book, we need to first understand the background and history.
如果不能掌握到整个的那个大 当时神说话的那个背景。
If we do not understand the background to how God, when God was speaking,
我们就真的不知道神说这个俄巴底亚这一段话有什么意思。
Then we can understand why God is speaking these words.
但是当我们领会到神说话的目的的时候
，When we understand the purpose of what God is speaking about，
那么我们非常清楚的就掌握住了。
Then we'll very clearly grab onto.
神要说的就是一句话。
What God wants to speak is just.
不管环境怎么变化
，No matter what the circumstances.
不管在人的眼中，神要做的事情是有遇到了多少多少的障碍。
No matter what, how many obstacles God is going to encounter in accomplishing His.
但是没有任何事情可以阻挡神所要做的事情做成功。
There is nothing that can stop God from doing what He's going to accomplish.
这就是俄巴底亚书最末了的那一句话给我们的答案。
And this is what the last sentence gives us the answer. And the last sentence.
所以刚才我们一直把那俄巴底亚书念下来的时候
，So as you read through the book of Obadiah,
你就看到最末后的那句话是说什么
？You see the last verse. What did it tell us?
国度。
It says the kingdom
就归耶和华了。
Shall be the Lord's.
弟兄姊妹们，从当时的整个的环境来做比较，根本不成比例。
If we are comparing to the circumstances at that time, it's no comparison.
因为整个外面的环境都是说出神在地上要做工没有路了。
The whole circumstances seem to tell us that what God wants to do cannot be accomplished. There is no way out.
因为神所拣选来做工的那一批神所要用的人全垮了。
Because the group of people God has chosen, have selected to do His work, they have all collapsed.
那么神怎么在做工呢
？So how is God going to continue His work?
俄巴底亚书没有告诉我们神怎么做工。
The book of Obadiah didn't tell us how God is going to accomplish it.
神借着俄巴底亚向我们说出另外一件事情。
And yet God has spoken to us about something else through
the book. 但说完了那件事情以后，神就点出他说话的目的。
And yet after he has spoken about those things, he is lightly pointed out the purpose.
就是那么简单的一句话。
Very simply.
没有任何事情可以阻挡神的国度。要显现。
There is nothing that can stop the kingdom of God being that will appear.
那因此，当我们来读俄巴底亚书的时候，我们不能只是先从它的文字上面来开始。
So when we read the book of Obadiah, we cannot just start from its text.
我们必须要从它整个的有关的历史上面来开始。
We have to start from the whole history of it.
那因此。我们现在来看俄巴底亚的时候，我们就要从很外面、很外面一直往里面来看。
So when we start reading the book of Obadiah, we have to start from the outward outside and going in.
我们觉得最有意思的一件事情是什么呢
？Something that is quite interesting. That
当我们读先知书的时候
，As you read the prophets,
不管你读大先知也好，读小先知也好
，Whether it's major prophets or minor prophets,
一开头就是先知介绍他自己。
Usually, it starts with its own self-introduction of the prophet.
就说到他。他是什么什么时候说话的人
？And it tells of when, what time was he living in?
他的爸爸叫做什么
？And what's his father's name?
然后他就神怎么让他说话
？And then how God allows him to speak?
就是你看所有先知书里头开头都差不多是这个样子。
You look at all the books of prophets; they all start about.
但是很有意思。
But interestingly,
你读到俄巴底亚书的时候，你没办法发觉。
When you read the book of Obadiah, you cannot find this.
你说俄巴底亚是哪一个俄巴底亚
？So you may ask, which Obadiah is this one?
因为你要看俄巴底亚这个人的时候
，If you look at this person, Obadiah,
你在圣经里边可以找到十几个俄巴底亚。
In the Bible, you can find a good dozen of them.
那究竟这个俄巴底亚是哪一个俄巴底亚呢
？So which one is this Obadiah?
那如果你要分辨他是哪个俄巴底亚的话
，If you try to find out which one it is,
你就要去看他是哪个时候的人。
You have to find out which period.
你看他爸爸叫做什么名字
？You have to look who is his dad.
他生长在什么地方？
Where was he growing up?
那这样你就知道哦，大概是这一个。
Then you can guess, oh, maybe this is the one.
但是有意思的很。
But interestingly,
所有先知都没有一个是脱离这样的习惯。
And all the other prophets usually would go this route.
但是俄巴底亚是例外。
But the exception is with Obadiah.
这一个例外是例外的，非常有意思。
And this is a very interesting exception.
因为他就是说俄巴底亚。
Because it just said Obadiah.
哪个楼俄巴底亚没人知道。
No one knows which Obadiah.
所以在旧约的里边，许多读圣经的人就选出了几个俄巴底亚说可能这是几个俄巴底亚当中的一个。
So the Bible scholars have picked out a few from the Old Testament and they said maybe it's one of these few ones.
啊，这样说起来等于没说，对不对？
Of course, this really didn't tell us anything.
啊，但是有些说了，他一定是这一个。
But there are some people who were very sure that it's a particular
one. 但是我们看看他引出来的那一些证据，好像又不太能证明这个就是这个。
And some of the evidence they've shown, it seems that they are not for sure to prove that this is the Obadiah.
那结果就引出一个问题来了。
So this will bring out a question.
俄巴底亚什么时候说这些话？
When did Obadiah speak of these words?
俄巴底亚他为什么会说这些话？
Why would he say these things?
那这个俄巴底亚是谁？
So who is this Obadiah?
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
他完全没有要告诉我们一点关于俄巴底亚这一个人。
It did not tell us at all anything about this person, Obadiah.
但是却给我们一个非常严肃的提醒。
But it tells us of something, a serious reminder.
那首先就是神为什么要用俄巴底亚。
Firstly, why did God choose Obadiah?
这个也许并不是一个很准确的一个了解。
This might not be a very accurate understanding.
但是总是可以参考一下。
But it might, you may use it as a reference.
因为你要说神要找人说话。
You see, when God looked for someone to speak for him.
那么许多的以色列人和犹大人，神可以随便拣一个，选一个人出来说，你替我讲话。
There are so many people in Israel and in Judah, God can select any one of them to speak for him.
但神并不是这样做。
But God did not do that.
他就是在那一个时候就选到这一个人来做。
So at that time, God has chose this particular person.
那为什么神选这一个人来做呢？
Why did God choose this person?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
也许有这个可能。
Maybe there is a possibility.
但是我们还不敢说得很清楚。
But we cannot be sure.
为什么神会选这个人来说话呢？在那个时候。
Why did God choose this person to speak for him at that time?
你说这个是什么人啊？
You ask who is this man?
这个人叫做俄巴底亚。
Oh, this man's name is Obadiah.
那为什么要找俄巴底亚来说话呢？
Why did we ask for him?
为什么不找吴淼瑶来说话呢？
Why didn't he ask Eric Wu to speak?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这不是开玩笑的。
This is not a joke.
虽然我们不知道神为什么做这个拣选，
Even though we don't know why God made this selection,
但是神好像也留下一点点的痕迹给我们去了解一下。
But it seems that God has left some traces for us to understand.
因为俄巴底亚的那个意思就是替神说话的人。
Because the name Obadiah has this meaning, that means that the one who speaks for God.
那神要找人替他说话。
God is looking for one to speak for him.
但是找谁呢？
Who is he looking for?
许许多多人都是人。
A lot of people, they are men.
但是哪一个是替神说话的人呢？
But which one is one who is speaking
for God? 在神的选择拣选的里头。
In God's selection.
他看到。
He has seen.
只有哪一个人。
Only this particular one.
他心里尊主为大。
That in his heart that he honors God.
他实在是在那里寻求神的心意。
That he truly seeks after God's
will. 也很乐意的在那里传达神的心意。
And he's willing to preach out the heart of God.
神说就是这个。
So God said,
我要用这个人。
I'm going to use this man.
让他来替我向百姓说话。
So that he can speak to the people for me.
这是不是当时俄巴底亚的那个故事呢？我不敢说。
I don't know whether this is truly the story of Obadiah at that time.
但是有这个可能性。
It's a possibility.
因为神并没有拣别人来替他说话。
Because God did not choose anyone else to speak for him.
他就是选中了一个叫做替神说话的人来替他说话。
God just chose someone whose name is the one who speaks for God.
这个人就叫做俄巴底亚。
This one's name is Obadiah.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
所以不管有多少个俄巴底亚。
So no matter how many Obadiah.
只有说神的话的那一个就是这个俄巴底亚。
Only the one who speaks of the words of God is this Obadiah.
那现在这个俄巴底亚在这里说话了。
So this Obadiah is speaking here.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
俄巴底亚在这里说话的时候就说了什么话呢?
When Obadiah was speaking here, what did he say?
我想我不必和弟兄姊妹算有几个俄巴底亚。
I think I don't need to count how many Obadiahs
there are. 但是一些弟兄姊妹弟兄姊妹总会记得有一些人叫做俄巴底亚。
But brothers and sisters might remember some people are named Obadiah.
最低限度你记得。
At the least you might remember.
那个以色列王叫做谁啊要抓住以利亚那个。
亚哈。
亚哈。
And there is a king in Israel named Ahab.
他有一个管家就叫这个俄巴底亚。
He has a governor in his house that his name is Obadiah.
他遇到以利亚。
He met Elijah.
结果呢，他就让神借着以利亚要对亚哈说的话，他就带回去了。
He was the one who passed on the message that God has God wants to speak to him through Elijah.
这弟兄都弟兄们，你记得有这么一个人。
At the least, you would remember such a man.
啊，你也许也记得，在犹大最后那个王西底家被掳的时候，他有一个臣子，又叫做俄巴底亚。
And you might remember in the final times when the Israel and Judah was being captured, there is the king called Hezadiah, and he has a
一个大臣。
He has a rule official named Obadiah.
那弟兄姊妹，如果你真要在圣经里面去找，你是真是找到十几个俄巴底亚。
So if you truly want to look for it in the Bible, you can find over a dozen of them.
到现在你不必为那些事情烦恼了。
But you don't need to worry about that right now.
你说我知道了，这个俄巴底亚就是替神说话的那一个。
As long as you say, I know this is the one who speaks for God. That is the Obadiah.
那现在俄巴底亚在那里把神告诉他的话宣讲出来了。
So now Obadiah is proclaiming the words that God has spoken to him.
那俄巴底亚为什么在那个时候说了这一段话呢?
So why did Obadiah say these words at that time?
神让他当时说的是什么话呢?
What are the words that God asked him to speak about?
如果你整个俄巴底亚书念过以后，你就知道他基本上就是在那里对付以东。
And if you read the whole book of Obadiah, you realize that basically it's talking about how God is going to deal with Edom.
看那个以东就是什么回事。
And then in a bit we're going to look at how, what is Edom.
神就用着他去对付以东。
So God used him to deal with Edom.
那为什么要对付以东呢?
Why did God want to deal with Edom?
在那里说对付以东有什么作用呢?
And so why is at that time, what function does it serve?
那个时候对付以东能挽救以色列吗?
Dealing with Edom at that time, can it actually save Israel?
那个时候对付以东能保存犹大吗?
And just by dealing with Edom, can it preserve Judah?
一点作用都没有。
It had actually no use.
既然没有，神说这个话是什么目的呢?
Since it has no use, what's the purpose of God speaking these words?
这个就是我们读俄巴底亚书的时候要留意到的那个事情。
So these are the things that we need to pay attention to when we read
it. 那我们留意到俄巴底亚为什么会在那个时候说出神要他说这一段话。
So why did Obadiah say at that time what God wants him to say?
我们读中文圣经的时候呢，你就会忽略一点点，不是圣经里面忽略，是翻译圣经的人漏掉了一点点。
If you read the Chinese version, there is something that you may omit in the translation.
那漏掉了一点点什么呢?
what is it missing?
如果你读英文圣经，你就会发觉 那个问题。
If you read the English translation, you will find what the question is.
一开始就说到神对俄巴底亚说话。
At the beginning, it says that God has spoken to Obadiah, the vision of Obadiah.
然后俄巴底亚就说话里边就说到他们就是我们就听说了有这么一些事。
And it says that we have heard about this rumor.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
有弟兄就提出一个问题来了。
So there are some brothers who brought up this question.
神当时究竟是对俄巴底亚一个人说话，还是对好些人一来说话？
So did God speak to Obadiah personally, just one person, or God is speaking to a group of people?
因为你从英文圣经上面你看到，起初的那个俄巴底亚是一个人。
You see in the English version at the beginning it's talk about Obadiah, just one person.
接上去说话的时候这是我们。
And then it says, we have heard.
那究竟神对谁说话呢?
So, who is the receiver of God's message? Or who is God speaking to?
就好像又给我们对俄巴底亚这个人产生一些想法的一些理由在里头。
And so it kind of gives us some reason for some other explanations about this person of God.
但是我们感谢主。
Yet we thank God.
当我们细细去读下来的时候。
As we read it in finer detail.
虽然是漏掉了一个词在那里。
Even though a term is missing there.
但是并没有影响到整个事情的发表。
It doesn't affect the expression of the whole message.
那是说出俄巴底亚听到神对他说这一段话的时候的那一个时候的环境。
It's describing the circumstances when Obadiah is hearing God's message.
我就先把这一点说完了，我跟弟兄姊妹就看到那个历史的时候，你就知道。
So after I bring out this point and we'll look at the history, then you'll realize.
好像在那个时候，整个人和人中间就传说一些事情。
It seems that at that time there was rumors that's passed on from man to man.
巴比伦人去攻打以东啊。
The Babylonians are going to attack Edomites.
已经开始了。
And it's already started.
为什么他们去攻打以东呢?
Why did they attack Edom?
这是人心思里边当时的所引起的一些想法吧。
Those would be the thoughts that are caused in man's mind at that time.
没人知道。
No one knows.
就在这时候。
At this time.
神就对俄巴底亚说话了。
God spoke to Obadiah.
他说我要处理以东。
He says, I'm going to deal with Edom.
那我为什么要处理以东呢?
Why would I deal with Edom?
就当然就说到了以东这有许许多多在神面前过不去的事。
And then he continued to talk about how many things that Edom is going against God.
但是这不是神对付以东的那个主要的问题。
But that is not the main issues that God is dealing with Edom with.
神以东是有很多事情在神面前过不去，神要对付他。
It is true that there are a lot of things that Edom has done against God that God needs to deal with them.
但神为什么在那个时候选以东来说这个话呢
？But why is it God chose that particular time to deal with Edom？
这是我们读俄巴底亚的时候，我们要领会的。
But this is something that we need to understand when we read this book.
因为刚才我特别已经提了，因为神说完了这些话，引出那个结果就是说，国度不会因为这样的事情而停止不往前。
Because I mentioned just now that at the end of the book, God said the kingdom will not stop because of all these things happening.
那当我们看到这个结论的时候
，So we see this conclusion.
我们就知道了。那俄巴底亚书究竟是对谁说话呢
？So we would know who the audience is for the book of Obadiah.
当时来说是对神的百姓说话。
At that time, it was spoken to the people of God.
实际来说是对以后的世代所有跟随主的人在说话。
But in reality, speaking to all the generations after all the people, all the children of God.
又让我们很明显的 掌握一件事情。
Very clearly, we could grab hold to this.
不管外头的变化是怎么样的进行。
No matter what kind of changes there are outwardly.
神那永远的旨意绝对不会给人在外面所做的去影响到如同没有。
God's eternal purpose will absolutely not be affected or influenced or stopped by what's going on outside and to the point that it cannot be carried out.
这就是一开始的时候为什么和弟兄姊妹们那么先点出了国度一定要归耶和华这一个才是俄巴底亚书的那个目的。
So that's why at the beginning I pointed out this is the purpose of Obadiah. That is the kingdom shall be the Lord's.
对付以东乃是说出神要处理列国的事情的那一个标本。
So it's talking about dealing with Edom is just a sample of how God is going to deal with the heathens.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
他那一个时候对俄巴借着俄巴底亚来说话，乃是要让清心拣选主的人，他们认定在主他没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
So at that time, God is speaking to Obadiah so that those who are following the Lord with a pure heart will clearly know that there is no change in God's will and His eternal purpose.
但是现在问引出的问题来。
So this brings up an issue.
为什么神要选以东来做对象说这个话？
Why did God choose Edom as the object or as the person He's dealing with?
那为什么神不直接就对着以巴比伦来说话？
Why didn't God just speak directly to Babylon?
再不对着巴比伦来说的话，起码可以指着亚述来讲话。
Even if he did not choose Babylon, maybe he could speak to Syria.
因为这些都是当时正面去对付以色列的人。
Because those were the direct enemies, opponents of Israel.
但神为什么不是上那些正面对付以色列人的人来讲话
？So why did God not choose the one who's the direct enemies for the Israelites at that time?
却是把一个以东摆出来。来做一个对象来讲话。
But God has picked out Edom and put it as the audience of the object of his speech.
那以东有本身有什么了不起的事情，要让神不能不对他说话
？So what did Edom do to deserve this, so that God had to speak to him?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
问题不在以东本身。
The question is not about Edom himself.
问题是在以东的。和神的关系和以东的历史。
The issue is upon the relationship between Edom and God and Edom's history.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那当因此当我们要来注意这个事情的时候。
So when we are paying attention to this matter.
我们就要先留意以东的历史了。
We need to pay attention to the history of Edom.
不过在还没有接触以东的历史以前。
So before we go to Edom's history.
我们还要先要把俄巴底亚说话的时候我们要找出一个可以接受的那一个时候。
First, we need to set a timing to the period that Obadiah was speaking.
刚才我提了很多读圣经的人，他们把俄巴底亚分配在不同的时代的里头。
I mentioned earlier there are people who study the Bible have put him at different time periods.
有人说他是这个俄巴底亚，有人说是那一个。
Some people say this Obadiah or that one.
那他们根据什么呢
？What are their basis?
当然只有根据历史。
Of course, it's based on history.
但是他们那个时候，因为在资料上面没有掌握的那么完整。
It's because at that time they did not have as comprehensive information.
所以他们举出来的，你看看，诶，有点像哦，大概就是这个吧。
So when they suggested it's this one that it seems right, then maybe that is the one.
但是慢慢的，我们读神的话，多读一点。 多了解一点的时候，我们就看到那个资料是越来越比较清楚。
But as we study the Word of God more and more, the information become clearer and clearer.
我们就发觉不可能是那个人。
So we can eliminate some of the point of views. It's not possible for us.
因为在时间上面完全不能配合。
Because in the matter of timing, it does not match.
所以这就引出一个很有意思的事。
So this bring out something interesting.
这是也许是题外的事。
Maybe this is off the tangent.
不过弟兄姊妹知道了也好。
But maybe it's good for you to
know. 如果你要读那个先知书的时候。
If you're reading the books of prophets.
你看到一般来说我们的印象那先知书是跟着那一个被以色列人包括犹大在里头，他们被掳的时间来分类。
In general, if we read the books of the prophets, they are divided, categorized according to when they are, whether before or after the Israelites or Jews are captured or not.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就读经了，在被掳前的先知。
So when you read the Bible, it says these are prophets that are before the captivity.
这个被掳是指着巴比伦的那次被掳。
And I'm referring to the captivity by Babylon.
被掳前的先知。
The ones who are before the captivity.
被掳期的先知。
Or during the captivity.
被掳后的先知。
And then there are the ones after.
很自然就把它这三个阶段来分出来了。
And so very naturally we divided them into three categories.
那如果我们这个印象能抓住的话呢？
If we can use this kind of impression.
那我们读到俄巴底亚书你就觉得有困扰了。
So when we read the book of Obadiah, you might be confused.
他是在前呢，还是在被掳中，还是在被掳后？
Is this the one before, during, or after?
你就在那里发觉有难处了。
You would find difficulty here.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
一个很容易解决的是，肯定不是被掳后。
Very easily we can say this is definitely not the after.
如果是被掳后的话呢，也是刚刚被掳的时候。
Even if it is after the captivity, then it's just after.
所以跟那个被掳后的先知又不能完全归成一类。
So you cannot completely categorize this one with the ones that are after the captivity.
因着这样的一件事情，
and because of this,
我们就留意到俄巴底亚书里边提到关乎以东的一些事情，在那个历史的时间定位上面就有意义了。
So we pay attention to what is mentioned in the book of Obadiah about Edom and how is when it's happening in history.
但是更重要的那一点，不是他们应该是在哪一个时候。
But even more importantly, it's not upon where it's happening, when it's happening.
而是在那一个时候所出现的那一个环境，能直接影响到神的国度的进行的，这个是问题焦点。
The focus of what we need to pay attention to is not when exactly it happens, but when it happens, the circumstances surrounding it, whether that will affect or influence the continuation of God's kingdom.
因为我们读到里面的时候，你看到说到耶路，说到那个犹大被犹大受攻击，甚至说到耶路撒冷被围困。
When it talked about Judah being attacked, or even when Jerusalem was being surrounded,
或者说到犹大跟以东发生过多少次的战争
，or when it talked about how many battles between Judah and the Edomites,
你要是从那些历史上面去看的时候呢
？If you look at it from history.
你就要留意了，那这里所说的是说到从前的事呢，还是说现在的事呢，还是说将来要发生的事？
So you need to figure out whether it's talking about what's happened before or what's going on now or what's going to happen in the future.
那如果我们那个资料没有掌握的好的时候呢，你把它摆在哪一个时间里边，它好像都合适。
If we did not have enough information, it seems wherever you place this or put this in the time, it seems to work.
但是一个很重要很重要的点是在哪里？
But So what is the most important point here?
你不能不要问。
You cannot help but ask.
这些历史发生对国度产生什么影响？
When this happened in history, what effect does it have upon the kingdom?
如果这个是历史发生对国度没有影响的，那你就不必去考虑那一段的历史。
If that period of history has nothing to do with the kingdom or nothing influencing the kingdom of God, then you don't need to pay attention.
如果你碰到那一段历史，是很明显你就看到这和那个国度的那个问题发生了关系。
But if you look at this period of history that has a lot to do with God's kingdom, then you need to pay attention.
那这样你就知道了，哦，这个可能是和这一件事情发生关系。
Then you would know that this might have something to do with this book.
不然的话，怎么带出一个结论，国度必归耶和华呢？
Otherwise, how can it come up with this conclusion about the kingdom shall be the Lord's?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神自己的话是把那个好像开俄巴底亚书那个钥匙先递在我们手里。
God's word seemed to give us the key to opening up this book.
所以对我个人来说，我不敢说的我那个领会是一定是很准确，
so,
但是我觉得是可以接受。
So this is for me personally, I cannot claim that it's 100% for sure, but then it's for me, it's something I can accept.
这个俄巴底亚是什么？是哪个俄巴底亚呢
？So which Obadiah?
我再说一次，不知道。
Once again, let me stress.
但是它出现的时间，应该是在犹大真的是被掳到巴比伦去的，他开始的那段时候。
But I believe it's when Judah has been captured by Babylon, and that's the period that it happened.
就是他最后的一个王西底家。给掳去巴比伦的那个时候。
That is the last king Zedekiah has been captured by Babylon.
因为连王都给掳到巴比伦去了，那这个国度还可以进行吗？才发生那个影响。
So if you look at it, when the king has been captured in the end, so you would ask, can the kingdom continue?
虽然那个时候耶利米在前已经说到了，犹大被掳到巴比伦去，70年后他们就要回来。
Even though Jeremiah has prophesied before that after Judah was captured, they will spend 70 years then, and then they will return.
但是是回来而已啊。
But it's just a return.
是不是等于回来就等于那个犹大复国呢？
Does this returning mean that Judah will become a kingdom again?
耶利米没有说。
Jeremiah didn't say.
以后的历史我们来看，现在回过头来看历史，也根本没出现这个事情。
Of course, when we look back in the history, we know that didn't happen.
那所以我们说，那当巴比伦被掳，最后的一次被掳啊，就是犹大是被掳，应该前后一共有三次，就说给巴比伦掳去的，我是说到最后的第三次的被掳。
So if we look at the captivity of Judah by Babylon, there were about three times, and I'm talking or referring to the last time they were being captured.
虽然他们第一次到第三次被掳，这当中只不过是十几年的事情。
So even though between the first time and the last time, they were only in the period of a dozen or ten or so years.
但是真正动摇到这个犹大牵连到国度的问题的呢，应该是在第三次的被掳。
But the one that truly has an impact upon the kingdom would be the third time that Judah was captured.
犹大没有了。
Judah is gone.
王也给掳去了。
The king has been captured.
国度还神的国度还能进行吗？
Can God's kingdom continue?
如果以前犹大虽然是软弱，但是那个国度那个形态还在啊。
Even though Judah was weak before, but the kingdom was still there.
现在呢，连形态都不在了。
Now even the pretense of a kingdom is not even there.
不但是那个国不在了，那人都成了俘虏了。
Not talk about the kingdom is not there, and the king or the man has been captured.
那国度还有可能 照着神的旨意来执行吗？
Is it still possible that the kingdom will continue as in God's plan?
人看不能，不能，不能。
In man's view, it seems impossible.
但神的话就是说。
But God's word said,
国度必归于耶和华。
The kingdom shall be the Lord.
好，那我们现在就要来注意了。
So now let's pay attention.
神为什么那个时候找着以东来说话？
So why did God choose Edom to speak to?
那我们必须就要留意来以东的历史了。
So we need to pay attention to the history of Edom.
弟兄姊妹都知道以东就是以扫。
You are a brothers and sisters know that Edom is Esau.
以扫就是谁呢？
Who's Esau?
以扫就是以撒的大儿子嘛。
Esau is the eldest son of Jacob.
以撒。
Isaac.
那他的弟弟叫雅各。
And his brother is Jacob.
他们兄弟俩是同时出生的。
And they were born at the same time, these brothers.
两生兄弟。
They were twins.
那么，所以认真说来，兄弟两个都可以说是承受亚伯拉罕跟以撒的在神面前所接受的应许的。
So these two brothers could potentially both inherit the promise that God has promised to Isaac.
但是因为以扫他这个人他怎么活在神的面前就让他失去了那个长子的名分。
But because of how Esau lived before God, that he has caused himself to lose the sonship of the firstborn.
在他们两兄弟还在母亲的肚腹里边的时候，神就预先已经说出了一些话了。
Even when the twins were still in the womb of their mother, God has already spoken some words.
在神的鉴察的里头，他很早就看到以扫会怎么做人。
In God's examination, He already know how Esau was going to live.
雅各又是怎么做人？
And how Jacob was going to live.
以扫这个人，人品是蛮不错的。
And Esau as a person, his personality was quite good.
但是他有一样很糟糕的事情。
But there is one thing that's really bad about him.
他就是不尊重神，不拣选神。
That he did not respect God, he did not choose God.
雅各就在刚好翻过来。
And Jacob was just the opposite.
雅各这个人是诡诈的不得了。
Jacob was a man of tricks.
在他的本性上面完全是以个人为主。
And in his character, he was very selfish.
但是他有一个体会。
But he has an understanding.
如果我真有个人很蒙福的话，那个福必须要是从神来。
If I want to be really blessed, then this blessing must come from God.
如果不是从神来的话，那我所有的打算都没有什么结果。
If it's not from God, then all my planning and tricks it will come to nothing.
如果从人的性格上面来说，弟兄姊妹，你绝对不会投票拣选雅各的。
If judging from men's character or personalities, you will never vote for Jacob.
因为你接触这个人，你就接触到人的诡诈。
Because if you deal with him, you will deal with all the tricks and all the trickeries that he has.
但神在人的鉴察的里边，他看到雅各这个人在外面是很糟糕。
In God's all-knowing examination, he sees that Jacob outwardly is not a good man.
但是在他的里面，他有一个认定了神是他应该拣选的。
But within him, he is holding on to this fact that God is something that he would choose.
就因着这一个，神看中了他。
So because of this, God chose him.
为什么看中他呢？
Why did God choose him?
有那么诡诈的人还可以看中了吗？
How can God choose such a man of trickery?
是，他人很诡诈。
It's true that he is a crafty man.
因为他没有办法了，谁叫他做亚当的后代？
Because he's a descendant of Adam.
你做了后代，亚当的后代，你不诡诈就不是人了。
And if you're a descendant of Adam, you have to be this way.
不过就是你诡诈比他多一点，所以就人家觉得 你比不他，比不上他。
And it's just one. Then you have a little bit more tricks than the other. You're more crafty, so you're better. Or,
但事实上都是一样。
But in effect, they are all the same.
但在神的鉴察的里边就看到。
But in God's examination, he sees.
虽然都是诡诈，程度上的区别。
Even they are all crafty and tricky, but there is a, it's just a matter of.
但是在雅各里边有一点可造就的地方。
But in Jacob, he finds something that he can work with.
他能从他的诡诈里头出来，而成为一个拣选神的人。
Then from out of his craftiness, there is something he can come out and becomes one chosen by God.
而神在以扫身上就找不到这样的一个可能性。
And in Esau, God did not see the possibility.
那所以在他们兄弟俩还没出生以前，神就在那里宣告了。
So before the twins were born, God proclaimed.
雅各是我所喜悦的，以扫是我不喜悦的。
And Jacob is the one I delight in, Esau is the one that I don't like.
那将来的大的要服侍小的。
In the future, the older one is going to serve the younger one.
那这个都是他们在出生以前神先说出来的。
And these were, God has said it before these brothers were born.
那么以后的事情，弟兄姊妹们，你读过创世纪，你应该还有印象。
So the things that followed you would know after you read Book of Genesis.
那结果你真的是看见以扫处处吃了那个雅各的亏。
And then you see that in everything that Esau was actually being taken advantage by Jacob.
所以以扫起初的时候恨雅各恨死了。
So at the beginning, Esau really hated Jacob.
等爸爸死掉了，我就要杀掉他。
And he said, "When my father died, our father died, then I'll kill you."
那这个就把雅各杀坏了。
And this actually scared Jacob.
结果呢，就跟母亲商量过了以后，哎呀，逃到舅父那舅舅那边去吧。
And so he, after Jacob discussed with his mom, then he ran away to his uncle's.
结果雅各就成了一个流浪者在外边。
So Jacob became a wanderer. He was traveling outside.
那么神就在他那二十年的流浪的里边，一点一点一点的来对付他。
In these days of wandering, in the 20 years that God is dealing with Jacob slowly, bit by bit.
从他的诡诈带到他稍微不诡诈。
From his crafty nature that he's brought him to a point that he's a little better.
那慢慢的再从他的稍微诡诈的里头再带他到了一点更少的诡诈。
And from that point, he led him to be even better and less, doing less in his craftiness.
然后借助他余下的一生，把他带到一个完全在神面前成为一个明亮的人。
And then for the rest of his life, God has brought him to the point that he become a very person of light, shining.
因此，雅各的后裔就成了承接亚伯拉罕的应许的那一系列的子孙。
So then after that, Jacob became the descendant chosen, the lineage chosen, to inherit God's blessing through Abraham.
那好了，现在我们就要来注意以东的历史了。
So let's pay attention to the history of Edom.
那么当他们兄弟俩后来慢慢长大的时候，个人走个人的地方了。
And so these two brothers, after they grew up, they went each their own way.
在那个时候，以扫也好像觉得，哎呀，坏极都是自己的弟弟嘛。
At that time, Esau seems to feel that even though he's so bad, he's still my brother.
况且神也给我的那个赐福也没有减少多少啊。
And God seems to bless me greatly, not so much less than he has.
所以当雅各从巴旦亚兰回来，从巴旦亚兰回来的时候。
So when Jacob returned from Padan Aram.
以扫还给他一个好大的欢迎。
And Esau welcomed him greatly.
他说，哎呀，你回来是正好了。
And he said, welcome you, it's great for you to come back.
你没去见爸爸以前，反正你路过我的地方，你先到我家里来谈，舒畅舒畅吧。
And before you return to our father's house, you can come back and come to my house and take a rest, have fun.
那段历史，弟兄姊妹，如果你懂的话，你也看到他 少了诡诈，但是还是诡诈。
But in that period of history, you see that even though he's less in his craftiness, but he was still have his tricks.
因为在那个时候，他已经给神击打了一次，神说从今以后你不要叫雅各了，你要好好的做以色列。
Because at that time he has already been struck by God once. God named him Israel, said, "Do not be called Jacob again."
那么他就这样打发了他哥哥。
And so that's the way he dealt with his brother.
那个时候你来看，以扫对雅各好像没有什么恨意了。
It seems at that time there is not much hatred that Esau has for Jacob.
等到以撒死掉了以后呢，他们还兄弟俩一同来埋葬他的父亲。
And then when Isaac died, the two brothers actually both buried the father.
那好像以东跟雅各当中没有什么难处了。
It seems that there is not much hard feeling between Edom and Jacob.
但是我们不知道事情怎么发生。
But we don't know what exactly happened.
反正以后的事情我们看到。
But what happened after we see?
大概在以扫以后，以扫的子孙对以色列人就不那么客气了。
Maybe after Esau passed, his descendants were not dealing with Jacob's descendants kindly.
那当我们看以东的时候呢？
But when we look at Edom,
我们就要注意一件事情了。
We need to pay attention to one thing.
当以色列人出埃及的时候，
When Israelites came out from Egypt,
那么神还没有说以色列人出埃及的那个整个的过程的时候，
Before they knew the whole process of how the Israelites were going to
come out from Egypt, 你读创世纪，你会读到一段的记录。
You will read of this recording.In Genesis.
那就说到当以色列人进迦南以前，
It talks about before the Israelites enter into the land of Canaan.
你不知道什么原因，神在那里先讲了一段话。
You don't know for what reason God has said these words.
讲了一段什么话呢？
What are these words?
以扫的后代。
It talks about the descendants of Esau.
也不是单单说他的后代。
Not only referring to his descendants.
是说到以撒这一族人，他的那个政治社会的那个光景。
It's talking about the Esau's the whole clan, their whole political environment.
你说神为什么在那里说一段这个话在那里，什么意思呢？
Why did God put this passage in that place? What does he mean?
如果我们不是很熟悉整个的那个旧约的历史，我们觉得那段话摆在那里跟不摆在那里没有什么区别。
If we're not familiar with the whole history of the Old Testament, we wouldn't know whether that passage would have any effect being placed there.
但是当我们稍微熟悉一点那个旧约的历史的时候，
But if we're familiar with the Old Testament's history,
你就看到那个问题来了。
You will see the question, the problem.
那一段以扫的子孙的那一代。
The passage about the descendants of Esau.
就说出他以扫的子孙有多是哪一些子孙。
It will talk. You will know which ones are Esau's descendants.
那我现在不是说他的那个那他的那一个那个家谱。
I'm not talking about his genealogy.
我说，但是如果没有那个家谱，你就不知道后来发生的事情。
But
那个来龙去脉是怎么样的？
Without the genealogy, you wouldn't know the reasons for what's happening afterwards.
好了，现在以色列出埃及了。
So now the Israelites came out from Egypt.
然后他们要进迦南了。
They were going to enter into the land of Canaan.
弟兄们，你留意一件事情。
So take note of one thing.
当他们离开埃及不久，进入了旷野以后，
Not long after they left Egypt and in the wilderness.
以色列人最早碰到的一个难处是什么？
One of the earliest problem that they encounter.
亚玛利人的追赶。
The Amalekites, their attack.
那亚玛利人是谁？
So who are the Amalekites?
亚玛利人就是以扫的子孙。
Amalekites are descendants of Esau.
那整个亚玛利这一个族人 来对付以色列。
So the whole clan of Amalekites, they came and attacked and deal with Israel.
这一段历史就引出一个好严肃的那个结果。
And this period of history it caused some very serious results.
因为神在这一件事情上面就宣告了一个事实。
Because upon these matters, God has proclaimed a fact.
他说神要在天上除掉亚玛利人的名。
Because God said he will take away the name of the Amalekites under the heaven.
那弟兄姊妹，如果你知道亚玛利人就是以扫的后代里边的其中的一部分。
So if you realize that the Amalekites is part of the descendants of Esau,
你就看到了以色列人跟以扫的子孙的那个关系了。
You will see the relationship between the Israelites and Esau's descendants.
那我们不能不问的是什么呢？
We cannot help but ask.
他们在那里追赶以色列人，不过是想抢他们的财物而已了。
Well, they were there chasing after the Israelites, maybe they were after their possessions.
那为什么神那么严厉的来对付亚玛利人呢？
Why did God deal with the Amalekites in such a serious way?
我们若是好好的读神的话的时候，你就发觉了。
If we read the word of God very seriously, you will realize.
亚玛利人对付以色列人，就产生了一个这样的结果。
The Amalekites, how they dealt with the Israelites, brought out these consequences.
这个结果是什么？
What is this consequence?
阻挡神的引导以色列人进迦南。
It has.Been an obstacle for God's guidance for the Israelites to enter into Canaan.
换一句话来说，那是阻挡神的手在那里领以色列人进入神那一个永远的旨意的安排。
In other words, they play a part in obstructing God's hand in guiding the Israelites to God's purpose in His eternal purpose.
所以才引出神对亚玛利人的那一个对付是到这样严厉的一个地步。
That's why it caused God to deal with the Amalekites in such a severe way.
那好了，那这段事情就是这样过来了。
So this is how it happened.
那过来了以后呢？
After this happened,
你又看到以色列人中间后来在被掳的时候又发生了一件事情。
So you see in what happened later when the Israelites were captured, something else happened.
什么事情？
What is this?
你要读以斯帖书你就知道了。
If you read the book of Esther, you will find out.
因为那个时候被掳到巴比伦去的那些犹大人，他们面对另外一个民族。
So when Judah, the people of Judah were captured by Babylon, they were faced with another race.
那个民族的领袖叫做
The leader of this race is
叫做什么？
哈曼，
对的。
That's Haman.
那就是在波斯国里边做宰相的那个哈曼。
That's Haman, who is the high official that is in the kingdom of Persia.
那哈曼是谁呢？
So who is this man?
哈曼是亚甲的子孙。
Haman is the descendant of Hagar.
那亚甲是谁呢？
And who is his ancestor?
亚甲。你就追上去的时候，你就追到他就是在大卫以前做王的那个以扫啊，不是刚才说的那个扫罗，那个扫罗的时候所发生的那事情。
Haman's father, he is an Agagite, and he if you trace it backward, you will see that in the time of King David. He was mentioned there. King David's previous king, Saul, he was of the clan Agagites.
那个是谁呢？
And who is he?
那又是亚玛利人的子孙。
And he was a descendant of the Amalekites.
那你就看到了整一串下来。
So if you link it backwards,
以东族里头一个很突出的支派叫做亚玛利，而亚玛利一直站在神的面前来对付神的计划。
So you see, among the descendants of Esau and the clan of Adam, Edom has this very special people, Amalekites, and then they have been dealing with the people of Israel all through the years.
对付神的计划到一个什么程度呢？
He's been interfering with God's plan or trying to.
要把整个的以色列抹掉。
To the degree of wiping out the whole of Israel.
就是如果我们能看透这些事物，你就知道以东在神面前所积累下来的那些神的愤怒有多少。
So if you look through the history, you will see how Edom has collected the wrath of God through these generations and what they have done.
那我还要把他的历史再往前挪。
And I want to push even further backwards.
那么等到以东后来慢慢事情历史事实的发展。
And so, and afterwards in history, there things develop.
就发展到俄巴底亚书里头所提到的一些话。
And they will come to the point what's mentioned in the book of Obadiah.
他们一直是站在跟以色列对立的那种情形。
They have been in opposition with the Israelites.
如果我们要看以色列进到迦南以后的那个历史，你看到以东跟以色列最低限度发生了四次的很厉害的战争。
So if you look at the time after the Israelites enter into Canaan, there were at the least four very serious conflicts between the descendants of Edom and Israel.
所以许许多多读神的话语的人，他们把旧约的历史来归纳起来的时候。
So many Bible scholars, when they read summarizing the history in the Old Testament,
他们就列举出以色列人进迦南以后对付以色列人最厉害的有三个民族。
So they have summarized that there are, after the Israelites enter into Canaan, there were people, they were dealing with, the enemies of Israel. There are three of them. There are the most severe.
第一个是亚述。
The first one is Assyria.
第二个是巴比伦。
The second is Babylon.
第三个就是以东。
The third one would be Edom.
从程度上面来说。
From the point, a degree of seriousness.
他们说，以东比以色列的那个伤害是最厉害。
They said in the matter of degree, the Edom is giving the Israelites the most severe blows.
那如果刚才我们把以东人对在以色列人身上所做的那些事情
，If we collect all the things that the Edomites have done to Israelites,
你再看先知书上面提到以东怎么对付以色列。
And if you read from the books of prophets and how the people of Edom are dealing with the people of Israel.
包括俄贝以东这个俄巴底亚书里边提到以东怎么对付以色列。
And including in the book of Obadiah, how Edomites are dealing with the Israelites.
那你就知道以东所带给以色列的难处是有多大。
You will realize how much difficulties and how great they are that, that of the difficulties that Edom has brought to Israel. But the question is this.
那以东虽然是对以色列有那么许许多多的过不去的事。
Even though Edom has brought much grief to Israel.
但是神为什么当时对着以东呢？
So why did God just single out Edom?
以东不过是说一个很长时间做以色列的
Edom was just, has been dealing, opposing Israel in a long period of time.
严格的时候程度上面来说他们也并不是很受不了。
Strictly speaking, they are still tolerable to the Israelites.
比起亚述跟那个巴比伦他们在程度上面还没有那么厉害啊。
In comparison to Assyria and Babylon, it seems that the Edomites less of a threat to the Israelites.
那为什么神现在是指着以东来说了那么也重要那么重的话呢？
So why did God single out the Edomites to say these severe words?
那有很多事情我们都要去留意了。
There are a lot of things that we need to pay attention.
那我们先留意一件这样的一件事情。
So let's pay attention to this one thing.
我想弟兄姊妹们你都读过约伯记。
I think brothers and sisters have read the book of Job.
那你晓得约伯是谁？
You know who Job is.
约伯就是以东人。
Job is actually Edomites.
在约伯记里头也说到他有几个朋友。
And also in the book of Job, it mentioned a few of his friends.
那其中有一个是特别提出。
There's one that's been specifically mentioned.
他叫做提曼人以利法。
He's people of Teman and Ephrathah.
那说你说这个是什么人啊？
And who is he?
这个肯定又是以东人。
He's for sure Edomite.
那我们要注意的是什么呢？
So what we need to pay attention to?
如果说圣经的历史，人的历史，不是说创世纪的那个。而是说以人物来做历史的话，最早的那个历史就是约伯记的。
So if we're looking from the timing of history, not about the Bible history, but from men's history, the people in Job, these people are exist the earliest in men's history.
但是你注意约伯记的时候
，But if you look at the book of Job,
你看到在约伯本人也好。他这个朋友也好，那都是在以东地区的那一带的。
So if you read the book, you see whether it's Job himself or his friend, they are all living in the area of Edom.
你留意到他们在宗教的道德的上面不太差的。
If you notice of their morality or their religious standards, it seems to be quite high.
虽然对神的认识不完整,
even though their understanding of God is not complete,
但是对于神的那个敬畏的心还是非常高的。
But their fear for God is quite high.
那你就晓得以东人起初的时候跟神的关系不坏的。
So you see that the relationship of the Edomites with God is not bad.
那这是一个问题。
This is one issue.
那然后我们又要留意了。
And then we need to pay attention.
那以东人对以色列很不客气的很明显的是什么时候
So when were the Edomites treat Israelites unkindly very obviously unkind
又是以色列出埃及快到迦南的时候
That is during the time when the Israelites have left Egypt but about to arrive to the land of Canaan
因为我们从后面的地图上你可以看到但如果以色列人从南边要进迦南他们如果路过以东的话那个路是比较近的。
We see that from the map, if the Israelites from south going to Canaan, it would be shortest, the path would be shortest if they went past the land of Edom.
但是当以色列人到了以东边界去要求以东人允许他们过境。
But when they come to the border of Edom, they have asked, the Israelites asked for permission to pass through their land.
而我们不骚扰你们。
And so we will not disturb you.
我们路过你们那里就是喝水我们要不付钱给你。
They said, if we are going to not disturb you, if we ask to drink water, we will pay for it.
以东人怎么说?
What did the people of Edom say?
不行。
No.
不可以。
Not allowed.
你要是靠近我们的话,我们就只有攻打你。
If you're going to come close, we will fight you.
其实那个时候以色列人也 你真要跟以东人打起来的话呢，谁赢谁输都不知道的。
Actually, if they were truly going to have a fight between the people of Israel and Edom, you don't know who will win.
不过我们只是 说从外面的情形。
We're just describing what's happening there.
以色列人说：“好好好，你不给我们走，我们就不走，我们就老道往北边子走，我们走远一点。”
And so the Israelites actually said, "Okay, if you don't let us go, we'll just go around. We'll go up north, just take a longer path."
就是说你要问了，为什么以色列人那么良善？
And so you may ask, so why were the Israelites so kind?
原来神老早对他们说过话。
Because God actually have spoken to them long time ago.
你们不能跟以东人作对。
So you should not go against the Edomites.
因为他是你们的弟兄。
Because they are your brothers.
你们不可骚扰以东人。
Do not disturb the people of Edom.
那因此以色列人就听到以东人说不给他们走，又出兵来砍他们的时候，他们好好好好，我们往北走，我们不从你那里路过。
So the Israelites, when they heard that they are not allowed to pass through then, and they were going to fight them, so they just agreed to walk around them.
那弟兄们，你就看到这又是以东的事情了哦。
So you see, this is something about Edom.
等到以色列人进了迦南以后。
So when the Israelites arrived into Canaan,
神在那里告诉他们。
God told them.
你们在那里建造了会幕。
So you have built the tabernacle.
你们在那里有耶和华的会。
You have the a meeting of God.
有一些人你们不能给他进来的。
There are some people you should not allow them in.
摩亚人你不能给他进来，亚门人你不能给他进来。
And the Moabites and the Ammonites you cannot allow them in.
过了十代的他们的子孙都不能进来。
Even after 10 generations, their descendants are not allowed in.
但是说到以东的时候呢？
But when they talk about Edom,
他说以东人呢？
About the Edomites.
他们虽然是跟你们有些过不去。
Even though they have something against you.
究竟他们是你们的弟兄。
But in the end, they are your brothers.
他们过了三代就可以接受他们到耶和华的会。
After 3 generations, they are allowed into the tent.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
So, brothers and sisters,
神这样的看顾以东，基本上边还是回到亚伯拉罕的那一个点上头的。
God is taking care of Edom in such a way, basically it's all going back to Abraham.
但是很有意思。
But interestingly,
但是结果，整个历史的事情摆出来，跟神一直不站在一起而来对付神的百姓的就是以东。
Looking at the whole history, you see all this time that the one who's standing opposed in the opposing situation that's been dealing and conflicting and fighting them as the Edom.
那弟兄姊妹，你现在我们就看到问题出来了。
So brothers and sisters, this is the problem now.
那现在犹大被掳了。
So Judah has been captured.
国度好像是关了门了。
So this kingdom seems to be closed.
那神在要不要再继续来做工呢？
So will God continue to work?
神说他还是要做。
God said he will continue.
那他怎么做呢？
How is he going to work?
他在俄巴底亚书里头没有说。
He did not say in the book of Obadiah.
他只是提到一件事情。
He only mentioned of one thing.
就像我们以前读到那个西番雅或者是那个被掳后的先知的时候，就说到神将来要用审判来结束那个世代。
And just like what we read in Zephaniah or the other books about the after the capturing period.
又像弟兄姊妹最近的读到那个启示录的时候，你看到。那到上七晚的时候，最末后的那要引到神那一个审判的那个结果。
Those minor prophets that talk about the judgment, God's judgment for the world, and recently we've been studying about the book of Revelations about the seven bowls. They talk about the result, the consequence.
那到那一个时候
，and the judgment at that time,
神就要借着审判来结束那个整个世代的悖逆。
God will end the age and the rebellious generation through judgment.
那个结果就是把国度带进来。
And the result will bring about the kingdom.
但是那些话没有在俄巴底亚书上头来说。
But those words were not mentioned in the book of Obadiah.
俄巴底亚只是说出一个大前提。
Obadiah just mentioned of one subject.
国度是继续要往前去。
The kingdom shall continue forward.
国度不因着外面的难处而有所更改。
This kingdom will not be changed because of outward difficulties.
神要按照他自己的安排来处理国度所遇到的一些的困扰。
God will use his own plan to deal with all the problems, but he will continue with his plan.
那现在我们可以找到一个问题来了。
So now we can find this question.
神为什么找到以东来说话？
Why did God choose Edom as the person to speak to?
我们几乎从以东的历史上头可以看到那个光景出来了。
We can almost see the situation of Edom from history.
因为从开始一直到神宣告以东要受神的对付。
From the beginning till the time when God proclaimed that Edom will be dealt with.
你非常清楚地看见神给以东是处处留下地步的。
You see that from every time, very clearly, God has left them a way out every time.
虽然他不能承受亚伯拉罕。但那个应许
Even though they did not inherit that promise from that Abraham.
但他总是跟亚伯拉罕是有了一点的关系。
But he has a lot, something to do, a relationship with Abraham.
神因着亚伯拉罕的缘故仍然是纪念着他们。
And because of Abraham, God has, remembers them.
虽然神不能用着他们来去成全神的旨意。
Even God cannot use them to accomplish his will.
但神没有忘记他们是可以有条件去承受亚伯拉罕的应许。
But God did not forget, they satisfied the requirement for fulfilling that promise.
所以你看从整个的历史上来的时候神对以东是做了那么许许多多的安排。
So if you look at the history, that God has done a lot of work for Edom.
那么现在好像国度走到在人的眼中看来没有路的时候。
So now we come to the point that it seems in man's view that there is no way, there it comes to the end of the kingdom now.
神就说话了。
God speaks.
国度不会没有路。
The kingdom will not end.
只是等着神的时间来处理。
We're just waiting for the timing.Of God.
那神怎么要来处理呢
and that God would deal with it, and how
当神要处理这个问题的时候就不是单单是以东一个人的问题
So when God is dealing with this problem it's not only Edomites now
是地上列国的问题
It's all the nations in the world
那弟兄姊妹如果我们最近读过那个启示录你就读到了这个就是第六晚第七晚的问题
So brothers and sisters we've been reading Revelations you know that's the sixth and the seventh bowl
是全地那个抵挡神的那个权力的结束的问题
It's the end of the powers of the whole earth
但神怎么来对付这个呢
So how is God going to deal with this?
那个时候神没说。
At that time, God didn't say.
但神就拿以东出来说。
But God picked out Edom and talk about it.
那神当时对以东说这些话。
At that time, God was speaking about Edom.
实际上就是对所有的人说这些话。
But in reality, he is speaking to everyone.
神怎么来对付以东？来结束以东？
How God is going to deal with Edom, how he's going to end Edom.
那列国的那个结束也是在这个光景的底下。
That would be the same for the end of all nations on earth.
那所以弟兄姊妹你就看到我们读俄巴底亚读到下边的时候。
So when we read Obadiah, when we read to the second half.
我再读这一段话。
Let's read these words.
那十五节那里开始说耶和华杖罚的日子临近万国你怎样行 他也必照样向你行。这个向你行、向你行的这个，就指着移动来说的，借着上文。
And verse 15, for the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen, as thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. And this thee, this you, is referring to Edom.
虽然那个是对着移动来说话，但是那个范围是包括着整全地的。
Even though it's talking to Edom, but the coverage is about the whole earth.
好像你以东现在要接受的这样的一个对付，就将来全地的那个抵挡神的权势所受的对付是一样的。
And so how Edom is being dealt with in the future, the whole earth, all the people opposing God's power will be dealt with the same way.
怎么神为什么这样做呢？
Why did God do this?
神就在这里说的一个话了。
God said these words.
他说你们犹大人在我圣山上怎样喝了苦杯。
For as ye have drunk upon my holy mountain,
万国也必照样常常的喝。
So shall all the heathen drink continually.
且喝且烟，他们就归于他们。就归于无有。
Yea, they shall drink and they shall swallow down and they shall be as though they have not been.
以东就成了那一个典型。
Brothers and sisters, you see that Edom becomes the classic, the sample.
神将来怎么处理这一个呢？
How will God deal with this?
时间没有到，神不说那么远的事情。
The time is not here yet. God is not talking about things that are
ahead. 但是神让以东来的事情来告诉。
But God used Edom to tell everyone.
以东怎么样对待犹大人，他们将来要同样的接受对待。
How did the people of Edom deal with the Israelites? They are going to be dealt with the same way.
这里就很有话了。
It says here the same words.
人家就要问了，那犹大人为什么要受对待？
And so they were asked, the people were asked, why were the Israelites, the Jude, people Judah treated this way? That's the discipline from God.
犹大是神所拣选的民族。
Judah was chosen by God.
神给他们有国度的应许。
And God gave them the promise of the kingdom.
有祭司的国度的位分。
And they have the position as the royal priesthood.
但虽然他们有这样的恩典。
Even though they have this grace,
但并不等于神是会特别宽容他们。
It doesn't mean that God would allow them to do allow them a wider.
他们在神面前过不去，神照样的管教。
If they have sinned against God, God will still discipline.
当神照样管教他们的时候
，When God disciplined them,
你们以东人，你们这个巴比伦人，你们这些亚述人，你们这些列国人，要把自己的手加上去。
You Adamites, you Babylonians, you Assyrians, that you are dealing with them with your own hands.
那我管教以色列人是我的事。
When I discipline the Israelites, that's my matter.
你们在我管教以色列人的时候，你们把你们的手也加上去，这个就是你们的事。
While I discipline the Israelites, it's my own matter. But when you are adding your hands upon that, it's your matter.
所以神既然是没有容让他自己的百姓。当然你在他面前站在敌对的地位的也不可能是免去神的追讨。
So what God did not allow his own people to do, and if you have done the same thing, of course, you will deal with God's judgment to you.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们读俄巴底亚书的时候，你不读出这个事实来的时候，你没办法读下去的。
So brothers and sisters, if you read the book of Obadiah, if you did not read out this fact, then you cannot continue.
你不知道俄巴底亚书在那里说什么。
You don't know what this book is talking about.
但现在我们稍微把那整个的历史的事情掌握了一下的时候。
So now when we have a better idea from history,
我们懂了。
We understand.
国度一定是继续的往前行。
The kingdom will continue.
那从这个话我们就回到我们个人的身上来。
And from these words, we come back to ourselves.
当神在将来用审判来结束这一个时代的时候。
When God will judge this world and end this world with a judgment.
你说神怎么对待教会？
You will say, ask why did, how is God going to treat the church?
当然弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，我们都要面对着一个基督台前的审判。
Of course, brothers and sisters, we know we will come to the judgment seat of Christ.
而我们留意到一件事情。
But we pay attention to
one thing. 当国度要显明的时候。
When the kingdom appears.
一切与基督不相连的事物都必被那个除掉的。
All things that are not related to Christ will be removed.
但是神从哪里开始谁先除掉呢？
But where will God start to remove?
你看神从前怎么拿以东来做一个标本。
You see how in the past God used Edom as the sample.
那现在我们也懂了。
Now we understand.
神说将来一切的审判。
God said, in the future, all judgments.
从哪里先开始？
Where does it start?
在神的家先开始。
It starts from the household of God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
当我们来读这个俄巴底亚书的时候。
When we read Obadiah.
我们不单是看见神那个整个的计划是怎样叫按照神的旨意来执行。
We see not only how God is accomplishing His will according to His plan.
我们也看到神在执行这些事情的时候，他那个次序是怎么样。
We also see when God is executing His plan, there is an order.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为国度的显明。
Because of the kingdom showing forth,
是基于一个事实。
It's based on one fact.
神的圣洁没有瑕疵，得的完全的做成。
God's holiness, there is no blemish; it will be perfected.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
今天早晨我就是和弟兄姊妹们从历史这一个方面来先把。俄巴底亚书的那个历史的背景来掌握住。
So this morning I just share with brothers and sisters from the point of view of the history to coming into understanding.
那然后我们下一次在交通这里的时候，我们就看到那个具体的问题来了。
So next time when we share about this book, we'll see the concrete.
因为你读你掌握了这样的一个事情，你读俄巴底亚书你就看到了。
When you grab hold onto the facts, then you will see into the book of Obadiah.
神在那里很具体的说出我为什么对付你以东，我为什么对付你以东。
Why God has concretely pointed out why He's dealing with Edom.
一方面是因为你对神的态度。
On the one hand, it's because your attitude towards God.
另一方面是你对你的弟兄的态度。
On the other hand, it's your attitude towards your brother.
那这两个具体的事实
These are two concrete facts.
就叫以东成为将来神对审判的时候神所执行的那一个重点。
So these will be the focus in God, in the future, how God is going to execute his plan.
那我们下次在交通这里的时候，我们就要看那些具体的事情。
So next time when we share upon this book, we'll talk about those concrete.
然后我们就会更清楚的知道为什么神指着以东来说这些话。
So more concretely, we'll understand why God point out to Edom to say these words.
神不是单对以东说话，神是对所有神的儿女们说话。
God is not only speaking to Edom, but to all the children of God.
要让我们懂得怎样。照着神的心思来预备等候见我们的主。
So that we would understand how we could prepare and be ready for the Lord, in God's will.
我们祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.